Dreamscape presents. This Skin Was Once Mine and Other Disturbances by Eric LaRocca. Narrated by Natalie Nautis, Andre Santana, Michael Crouch, and Stephen Crossley. Through indiscriminate suffering, men know fear, and fear is the most divine emotion. It is the stones for altars and the beginning of wisdom. Half gods are worshipped in wine and flowers. Real gods require blood. Zora Neale Hurston. This skin was once mine. The past is never dead. It's not even past. William Faulkner. October 25th, 2021. The worst thing a person can do to you after they've hurt you is let you live. That's how you truly and unmistakably destroy another human being. I say this with some authority on the matter. While many might reason that the greatest cruelty of all would be to offer hope to someone who clearly has none, I would instead argue that the gift of survival after unspeakable trauma is a much more excruciating fortune. There's nothing romantic, nothing decidedly empowering about becoming a survivor. Of course, television has played a significant role in our cultural perception of survivors as strong, unbeatable, and almost divine pillars of integrity. We fawn over the image of the bald child who's receiving their last dose of chemotherapy. We praise the sight of the blood-soaked high schooler who crawled across a pile of dead classmates and made their way to safety. Naturally, there's an audience for anything and everything. People will always be drawn to the idea of someone succeeding and becoming something truly glorious after they've been ravaged, defiled, very nearly obliterated. But I can assure you, there's nothing magnificent or outstanding about it. It is no rare, distinguished gift to survive tragedy, disaster, misfortune. Nobody talks about the quiet, unbearable moments when the cameras aren't rolling, when the interviewers aren't shoving microphones in your face and asking you, "What does it feel like?" Nobody mentions the quiet desperation of those who have survived, the quiet desperation to feel human, to connect with others, to be anonymous once more. When the woman who has been assaulted finally takes her own life.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?